ale. So this is a takeoff on that form that Carol had. Carol's got her hand up over here. Go ahead, Carol.
Bill didn't have room for everything. We wanted on the region part.
You're right. I didn't have
room.
A lot
of on the intergroup side needs to go over to the region. But I wanted to say, really, 3 months is not enough, even for meetings, because we have a problem with trying to find meeting rooms. And 6 months, really, 6 months for any of it, for prudent reserve. So even though we need the money, make sure you have enough.
I agree with that, and I only put three because that's what's in the big red book, I think, two to three months. Maybe we get a revision on that in the big red book next time. Yes?
Hi, my name is Pat. I'm from Santa Cruz, California.
Hi, Pat.
I'd like to request that copies of that be made. I'd like to take it back to my home group and share, and we can talk about it. It would be helpful. Thank you.
This is a work in progress, and as soon as the board signs off on it, it'll be posted on the website, okay? The board just needs to sign off on it. This gentleman was next, I think.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shishir from India.
Welcome, India.
A quick comment. I mentioned Bill talking about the countries that have contributed. I'm glad to share that as of yesterday or day before night, I did put in a contribution from India on the WSO website, so I wanted to just share that.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
And India is a big country. There's a lot of, definitely a lot of ACAs there, I'm sure, but we have only one meeting running in India as of now in Delhi. That's where I'm from. In fact, I was one of the ones who started it. I just wanted to understand better is what kind of help can we seek from WSO to ensure that we are able to spread the message for ACA, whether it's related to help with literature or outreach or anything else. So I'll be definitely speaking to a lot of you in the meetings, but I just want to put this out. And if there's anyone who's got suggestions, please let us know.
I forgot to mention that when our secretary puts up her little wand, everybody stops talking so that she can get clarification. Okay?
See how organized we are. So again, thank you for your contribution. Reach out to us after this is over. The committees, chairs that you're going to hear up here, reach out to us. We'll be glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Linda from the Foxfire Group in Toronto. I was wondering whether there was some way that literature could be not as expensive to come to Canada. I think other groups like AA must have a distribution center or something in Canada, because by the time we pay for shipping and customs, it's like double the price. And if there's some way that that can be overcome, you'll have a lot more sales.
We'll take that under advisement immediately.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's David from Toronto, Group 349. Yes, observing the information you're giving on group contributions, there does seem to be some hesitancy for people to realize, I think, the cost of running the show. And no longer a dollar or $2, though there is no set form based on people's ability to pay, but there seems to be this stigma that a loonie is a sufficient contribution. It's a tough thing for a group to try to break that barrier to ask for more money to a group. So I just, I think it's part of the process. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Any other questions for the treasurer's report? Yes?
Hi, Bill. I'm Suzette from Indiana.
Hi, Suzette.
And I don't know if this is where I need to say it, but I was just glancing at this, and there seems to be a mistake. A meeting that's in Indiana says it's Crown Point, CA. Isn't CA California?
Which page is that on?
Page 5 of 6. No, right-hand column.
What's
all
the page
way.
Number at the bottom, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, 56.
56. Let me go there.
Far right-hand column. It says IN074, comma, Crown Point, comma, CA. Shouldn't that be Indiana?
I believe it should be.
Is this where I should have said that?
It should either be Indiana or it should be CA074. But I guess Crown Point is in Indiana.
Crown Point is Indiana.
Then we'll make that notation and correction. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, would you like to volunteer for the Finance Committee? Pat, get her name, will you? Mikkel.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mikkel. I'm from ACA Denmark. Good to be here. We're also into Group 40. Happy to be here. See you all. Very, very nice. I would just suggest a comment on the Seven Tradition discussion. I have attended a couple of meetings where I tried to push the discussion about this, and I found that an easy way in to do this is if you have a group, if you structure the subject so that you have traditions. I mean, our purpose statement says that traditions are basically as important as the steps are. So one way to implement that is to make sure that the group has a concurrent theme of traditions in the group. At some point, you get to Seventh Tradition. There's a lot of good stuff in that text. If you read the portion from the Big Red Book, it says a lot of healthy things about how this program is the place where spirituality and money meets. The money will come. We learn to trust in dealing with these kind of things. So I just wanted to raise awareness about that. And that is there is a non-judgmental and an easy, loving way to ease that discussion into the fellowship that you're in. Thank you.
Thanks, Mikkel.
Hi, I'm Jan R., representing the West Great Lakes Intergroup. And my comment is more general. These binders are great. Would there have been any way to get them to delegates prior to the meeting? If that were an option, it would be great. I'm the kind of person who would have familiarized myself with it, and I'd feel like I would be able to contribute better to the discussion.
Thank you, Jan. I'll defer that to Jim R.
That is a great question. I'm Jim R., and I am the chair of the ABC committee. And my big challenge was creating the binder. Have you been to previous ACAs? ABCs? No. So had you seen prior binders and how the information arrived, you'd be astounded at how wonderful this is working. Additionally, the material, this binder is on the website presently, acawso.org, and it has been there for a few days, maybe a week or so. In the future, what we might be able to do is put it out in pieces, because the minutes could come months ahead. Some information, as Bill said, he was working on graphs and charts, and it's very current. But perhaps you could assist the ABC committee with some suggestions and some efforts, and I will find you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill?
Yes, Carol.
I just have to tell him I was there last year. This is about a fifth of the weight. So cheers for Jim.
Yes, outstanding job, Jim. Outstanding job.
Thank you.
Greg.
I'm Greg from Austin, Texas. One little nit, it probably offends both sides, is that in March 2017, Texas 139, Austin is not in New York. It's in Texas. And
oh, my
that
goodness.
That would probably offend both the New Yorkers and the Texans.
Oh, my goodness.
The thing that You know, we have difficulty with Seventh Tradition in our meetings. And in fact, we have some groups have experienced as much as a 50% raise in their rent for the meetings, and it's really thrown things into a tizzy. What I recommend is in the convention, if we, those that are interested, would join in a best practices discussion on encouraging people to contribute more at their meetings. I think that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Well, they just keep lining up. Are we running over on time, Mr. Chair? Not yet. Next.
Hi, I'm Jeannie, Florida 170, and I haven't had a chance to do the math yet, but what happened last year, I was astounded to see that I think all of Florida maybe gave like $700. I think my Palm Beach County was 200 and something. And I went back to my groups and I keep bringing it up, trying not to shame them. My home group has to pay about $1,000 a year for liability insurance now. But I am interested. We have gotten the verbiage from Bill to say, you know, in the format, please give $2 if you can, so that's helping. But I think when I do the math sitting here again, I'm not going to be proud of my county, and I don't know. I just want to put that out there. Point of information is that I really do struggle with encouraging more contributions, and I feel like it's kind of my job to do that as the delegate, but I like what was said about best practices and maybe a brochure or something or a flyer. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Hi. Cheryl. Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Representing Intergroup 558, Greater Toronto and Area. I had a question about, it may exist, it may not, with Seventh Tradition donation on the website, if we can enroll in maybe automatic contribution as an individual. I don't know if that exists currently.
I'm making a note of that right now.
Yeah, if there's somewhere on the website, like charities have them, where you can just enroll it automatically if an individual does want to do their Seventh contribution that way, a monthly or however.
Thank you. Great idea. Thank you.
Hi, this is Teresa from CAN 311 in Toronto. About this best practices thing, could we maybe like meet before lunch or something and start getting this organized?
Okay. I think that's a great idea. All of you all meet and get it organized.
Thank you.
My Britt?
Hi, this is Margaret. I went to Sweden last year, and they have a practice where they have a mobile app, and then they have a number, and they just donate from there. So you don't even have to have, you know, the secretary has, no, not the secretary, the treasurer has that number so that it just automatically goes into their account. So before the meeting, they will say, well, now it's time to donate. Or anytime after the meeting, you can donate. And then that's what people will do. And it's really successful because it's discreet and nobody's paying attention to how much you donate. So that can be, for some, a problem. So here it's free. So you can do it anytime, you know, so... Lord and behold, today I'm so appreciative for ACA. Bing! I'm just sending some money to them. So, you know, yeah, I'm just saying.
That's great. That's another great idea. Jim B., did you get that? Mobile app? next. Let's get the people that are... All right, everybody that's standing right now can speak, and then we're going to have to move on, okay? So that's four people.
I'm Christian from New York.
Hi, Christian.
Hi. So I had a question. Is there a long-term foundation for ACA that can take, you know, planned gifts and things like that?
ACA itself can take gifts. We have I believe, Mary Jo, did you implement that in the OPPM this year in the fiscal section, was it?
Are you a legal nonprofit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not an ongoing annuity. Okay.
But let's make sure people know about that option.
If you're breathing, you can give $7,500 a year. If you stop breathing, you can give $7,500 once. Josh.
Josh, Washington, D.C. Two things. One on the mobile payment thing. I know a lot of, like, a Clubhouse we have in D.C. now just takes Venmo. You know, it's really, you don't have to invent a whole new app. You could just have set yourself up. And I know PayPal has things specifically for nonprofits. But the thing I really want to say is I don't know if this is an ACA thing or a DC thing or what, but I know in some groups I go to when we talk, like, try to, you know, convince groups to cough up some money for intergroup or for world. Like, some people are like, oh, yeah. But we get a lot of people who are like, what are you doing with that money? So, I, you know, something like that, that flyers, if that were, like, incorporated into some sort of pamphlet, so it's like, you know, this is what our expenses are. These are the things we're trying to do. This is what we would do with your money would help.
Thank you. Thank you for that suggestion. We'll take that to the literature committee, and hopefully they'll run with it.
Hi, I'm Beryl, the delegate for the UK group, meeting number UK1064. I've just got a quick question to ask my Brit, if she knows the name of the app and if it's available in the UK, for example. Thank you.
Thank you, Beryl. Welcome from the UK, by the way. You guys are buying a lot of books over there.
Hi, this is my just very quick. I know that in Denmark we have mobile pay, right? But it's a local bank that creates the app. And in Norway and Sweden, they have an app called VIP. That's a cool app. Yeah.
Could you spell that?
VIP.
Oh, VIP.
You should know what that is.
Who said that?
Yeah, I'm David from Miami and New Orleans. With my beverage brothers, we often now ask, instead of $2, which has been for too many eons, we say, what would you pay now for your favorite drink, and put that in a basket. And in ACA, we often ask, what is your emotional sobriety worth? Thank you.
Thank you, David. Very good. All right.
Excuse me, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Bill, yes, I wanted to mention for those people who, you know, don't want to use, well, that we don't have PayPal or other apps set up right now to make it easy on an app, just wanted to remind people that we do have a website for shopping. So it's shop.adultchildren.org. And on there, we have Seventh Tradition contributions. So you can click there, and you could take your favorite denomination amount, $10, $1, or $100. And if you wanted to do a particular dollar amount, you could simply go to $1, view that, and you could put in any quantity that you want here. We're not shy. I think there is a limit, so instead of $7,500, but so feel free to go to shop.adultchildren.org. While we're doing our app development, and feel free to use this you know, at your leisure, or pass this on to your groups. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mikkel, you're absolutely the last person.
Thank you. My name is Mikkel, Intergroup 40. This is a big issue, so maybe we should discuss it at some later point, but I want to bring awareness to it. I have raised this issue in the European teleconference meeting as well, which is how we divide the money and where they come from. We have an equal problem in Europe with Seventh Tradition contributions and the disparity between the contributions and book sales. We are two representatives here from Denmark, and I've watched, it's my third year at ABC, and I've watched over the years that Europe is hardly present here. We're very few. It's costful. Our intergroup, which is ACA Denmark, has graciously paid for us two representatives to come here over the last 3 years. Thank you very much. Otherwise, we wouldn't come. It's about $2,500 every year for the two of us, plus $1,500 to go to the European Committee meetings. we love to go there. We love to do the service, and it feeds back into our intergroup and our local meetings that we connect with. We break isolation when we connect with people around the world, and it feeds a lot of good stuff back into our program. I raised the awareness since the deal now is 70-30 in literature as a basic principle. And I just want to say, frankly, honestly, I understand that our organization needs money, but we also need to grow locally. And we need to have money locally to be able to have people come here to represent their countries, their regions, their intergroups. And I don't know how we do this. I just want to raise awareness about it. And yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay.
But we're happy to be here, and we love to come. But, I mean, what I'm saying is we could have sent $4,000 in contribution to ACAWSO. We chose to send two representatives instead. I don't know if we're worth that kind of money, but...
but you are worth that kind of money.
I'm happy we're here, and I'm just saying that there are choices. There are tough choices to be made here, and I think that you have to have an awareness about that for local countries to grow and actually feel a part of this bigger business, when we're talking business here.
Yeah.
We need to have money to do it locally as well. So I want to say that out loud. Thank you.
Thank you, Mikkel. Thanks, everybody, for your... Thanks, everybody, for your feedback on this. This is wonderful. It was exactly what we needed to hear. I would just like to ask by a show of hands, not a vote or anything, but just a consensus. If this is something that you feel is would be worth exploring further by maybe coming up with some innovative programs that we've been thinking about, like maybe put instead of $2, put two in for the kid too, or on the shopping cart, maybe rounding up, keep the change, something like that. If you guys think that's tasteful and in good support of the traditions, could I see a show of hands? That looks like a mandate to me. Thank you very much. Thank you for the time, and thank you.
Sorry, just getting used to Robert's Rules of Order. One of our traditions is to attract and not promote. And I personally feel like asking for more money is in a way goes against that. I just wanted to express that. Thanks.
I believe tradition 7 covers all that. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, so we have to dig a little deeper every once in a while. We've heard the treasurer's report. Can we have a motion to accept Bill's report? Moved by 19, seconded by 34. Is there any questions? All right. Who's in favor of the motion? Against? Abstaining? One abstention? Motion's carried. I'm getting the feeling that we're not going to get the next report in 10 minutes. I've been given an announcement. Please announce that if you want the lunch buffet, you have to buy the ticket at the registration desk. Otherwise, you will not be allowed to go near the buffet. And make sure that you have your lanyard when you go to eat any meals, because your number of your meal is on that, and that's what the waitresses will be looking for. So we only have, yes. One. No. Yeah. One. Right, that's the first meal, right. We're not going to have enough time to go through the European, we can? Executive Committee? Okay, so we'll just call an early lunch and be back here about 10 minutes to 1. She just said she...
Okay. All right, we're going to have the European report. That one.
Hi, I'm Everett. I'm an adult child. And I'm not as tall, so I have to lean forward for people to hear. The executive committee consists of four officers, and currently we have Mary Jo, myself, Marcia, the treasurer, and Marcia, the secretary, and Bill, the treasurer, on the executive committee. And what we do is this day-to-day business, and usually we discuss things that are in between $500 or $1,000, and we can approve of that. So we don't have a board motion to approve those kind of monies, like ordering trifolds or getting stuff for the office or whatever. So it doesn't really consist of a lot of deep motions and discussions. It's more like a practical thing so that we don't have to call upon each board member to be part of that. So wouldn't that cover it? Yes. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay, when we come back at 1 o'clock, it'll be the literature report. So we'll break now for lunch and be back here at 1 o'clock.
I have to hit this.
For a woman. A budding mentor for a woman. There's a newer delegate that would like a mentor.
Would any of the previous women who have been here delegates before like to help out a new delegate today? Yes. I wasn't told to have a vote, no.
Wow, they are ready for us.
Time to put it under the auspices of the secretary rather than the literature committee. And what they're calling me is a liaison. And so what that means is I would try to facilitate communication or anything that a committee would try to do in this regard. So last year, I'm about in the middle of the third paragraph. From this starting point, the committee will head in two distinct directions. So we're going to go back into the organization, and we're going to go forward as we set standards for collection and maintenance of records. so that whenever anybody wants records, they can get them. And there's been a huge effort forward in that. Right now we have books of motions that are searchable, and pretty soon they will be available to the public on probably the repository. So during 2017, Laura and her friends started gathering and sorting archival materials, created lists of past trustees. I mean, this is how basic we're getting. We want to know our history, okay? And corresponded with European members to request materials they may have. They reviewed oral histories taken by AA, created a letter for prospective interviewees, and finished their first interview, which was posted on the ACA website. I think that AA must be ACA. Don't approve those minutes. Mistake. Okay. So what they were doing is taking oral histories because, as you can hear, you know, those of us who started in the 80s with this are alive and well and have different stories to tell depending on where we came from. So presently, the committee needs information about how to proceed. This could include surveying the archiving systems of other 12-step recovery organizations or similar nonprofits. I guess what I'm saying is it's okay not to know how to do this if you take on this job. You have to find out how to do it. And that's a normal part of research. So you'd be kind of researching how those things were done, and I could maybe help you with some of that. We need to have some sort of system of storage, digitization, and access for these. I got two sheets of paper last night. I mean, that's like putting precious jewels into a black hole, okay? I just, who knows? I think I'll find them again. But that's not a good way to be keeping what we're gathering. So the committee is in need of a chairperson. This leader, ideally, would have knowledge and experience with library science and curating archival materials. If that person doesn't have that, I am a librarian. I just haven't curated archival material. So I could give some assistance on the search of how to do that. Additionally, the committee would like the involvement of members who have an interest in discovering and preserving the history of ACA. This is our 40th birthday, and we need to start gathering the stuff. You know, it's more than a cake. There will be tasks that can be accomplished both in California and at any distance, and I think there's probably stuff anywhere a meeting has started. And again,